Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:03 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number. We're here at 1 o'clock. Mike's on. Francesa on The Fan will come your way. The Yankee game, of course, rained out today against the Royals. Dolph Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Before we complain about the Mets and celebrate the Yankees winning again, I want to apologize to Dolph, because I gave Dolph a very hard time yesterday. And, you know, I love Dolph. I mean, most of it's kidding around. But now I understand why Dolph has been down lately. So we're going to leave it at that. So, Dolph, there you go. So I'm apologizing to you for giving you a hard time yesterday, because now I understand. So we'll leave it at that. Bro, how are you?
I'm ticked off. That's how I'm doing.
Yeah, and I know.
That was infuriating last night.
Yeah, it was a terrible loss. Terrible loss.
I didn't think anything after that game would tick me off more, and I actually got ticked off more this morning, and that's courtesy of Joel Sherman. Not anything Joel did, all right? So he's talking to Terry Collins.
Mm-hmm. Is this about the injury thing? We can't talk about injuries?
No, we'll get to that.
Which is absurd.
It's not this. We'll get to that. There's a lot of crap with the Mets.
Yeah.
But this one was very Art Howe-like. And that's bad to bring up that name.
Yes.
So Joel Sherman mentions, hey, you know, you went to Neil Ramirez, who stinks. I'm adding that.
Yeah.
Did you realize?
Joel didn't say that?
No, I'm adding the you stinks part. Okay. He stinks part.
Right.
Did you realize, Mr. Skipper, Mr. Manager, that not too long ago, Will Myers hit like a grand slam against Neil Ramirez? Mm. You know, it's 1-for-2 against him.
Right.
And Terry said, oh, I didn't know. You didn't know? This is a game of matchups. This is a game of analyzing everything. You didn't know that the garbage pitcher you brought in had given up a home run to Will Myers not too long ago?
Hmm.
I mean, shouldn't you know that if you're the manager of a baseball team? Shouldn't you know that?
You should know.
And
I would think you would, especially like with all the data they have now.
Oh, my God. Here's the other thing. I don't even need to know that to know that Neil Ramirez stinks.
Well,
and he should not go anywhere near the mound in a close game. And for some reason, this manager, who I thought was abysmal last night, and I think we've cut him a lot of slack this year.
A lot of slack.
Because the team's not good. And the team isn't good. And I get that. And the bullpen's terrible, and I get that. But last night was as bad as it gets. Oh, you got to take a Zolman out for his confidence.
84 pitches.
For his confidence.
84 pitches, bro.
Joe.
You're preaching to the choir. Now, I don't have a lot of confidence in Gazelman, okay? And I was really aggravated to give up those two. You give it that double to Solarte to make it 5-3. I was concerned. It bothered me. But seriously, you're 100% right. But 84 pitches, we got to go to this crummy bullpen?
But not only that, like, he gives up that double to Solarte. He gets out of the inning. He gets Will Myers out.
He did.
And then pitches a very neat and tidy 1-2-3 inning in the sixth.
Yep.
You mentioned the pitch count slow.
Yep.
There
was no reason to take him out.
It's the bottom of the order for the Padres. And look, if Eric Ibar and his 205 average leads off with a hit, fine, take him out. But you have to let him start the seventh. And the argument can't be, well, he's a young kid.
I'm tired of hearing it.
And we have to give him some confidence.
It's nonsense. I mean, it's garbage. You know, right now your best option is Gesellman. Not any of these other guys coming out of the pen. Nobody. I don't care if it's Salas, Ramirez, Smoker. I don't care who the guy is. Give me a break.
And here's the other thing. So Josh Edgen, who actually hasn't been god-awful, which would be my compliment for him. He hasn't been god-awful.
Not god-awful. That's great.
Well,
no, I understand.
I'm giving the facts.
No, I understand.
He hasn't been god-awful. Josh Edgen comes and gets the lefty out, right? He did not bat in the bottom of the seventh. Why is he out of the game? Why are you in a rush to go to Josh Smoker? And I'm sorry to Mrs. Smoker. I know she was very offended by people tweeting negative things about her husband. So with all apologies to her, Josh Smoker's not good. All right? I'm saying it as nicely as I can. He's not good. So why is Terry? I mean, Terry made so many freaking mistakes like last night that I'm sorry. I can't just stay quiet and say, well, the team's terrible. We know the team is terrible.
The biggest one
Why is he out of the game?
There's no reason to take Gausman out. I mean, why? They're in such a hurry to get to these crummy relief pitches. It's terrible. No, bro, it's absurd. It's beyond
all,
absurd.
It's all terrible.
To get to these crummy relief pitches.
And what has Neil Ramirez shown in the 5 minutes he's been here that you're bringing him in a bases-loaded situation in a big spot?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
What has he shown to do that? And then we get to the topper. And that's the fact that Curtis Granderson has to put the bat on the ball with bases loaded, nobody out. And Curtis, hit the ball.
When the guys on TV said, now Flores earlier in the game got a big hit with the bases loaded. But when they were talking about how the Mets have just been unbelievable with the bases loaded this year, right?
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
We're great.
You knew what was going to happen. Yeah,
they're Pat Tabler.
You knew what was that. That name was even brought up last night by Gary Cohen.
Of course.
He brought up Pat Tabler. And, of course, I think Ronnie brought up Robin Ventura. Ventura was more about hitting grand slams than always getting a hit with the bases loaded. But he brought up Tabler's name. He brought up Ventura's name. And that was when Flores got the big hit. So I knew. That they were not going to get. I just had that. Didn't you have that feeling? Didn't you feel that
I'll tell you when I had the feeling.
Because I did have that feeling.
When Curtis struck out, I had the feeling.
Yeah. Well, when there was
bases loaded, nobody out, I thought to myself, look, at minimum, they'll get this game to extra innings.
Right.
Maybe they'll lose in 10 or 11.
I wasn't thinking that.
But bases loaded, nobody out, you're going to tie the game. As soon as Curtis Granderson strikes out on that 1-2 pitch, to me, looking at Rene Rivera, who came back to earth last night, and looking at Juan Lagares, who did have a double in this game.
He did.
And he had great hustle on that error. And that was another big moment in this game.
Yep.
You know, you get a gift from the baseball gods. Hunter Renfroe can't catch a fly ball. You have a runner on second, nobody out. You got to move that guy over and score him. And they couldn't do it.
Yep.
And I get it. Well, the Mets, they've done a great job with runners in scoring position. Bases loaded, nobody out.
You got to get the runner.
You got to tie the freaking game.
You have to.
I mean, last night was that punch in the face. Like, there was the moment that reminded you this team is going nowhere.
Yeah.
Like, we probably already knew that, but last night was like the reminder. It was the kick in the groin reminder that the team is going absolutely nowhere. They've got a manager that's clueless half the time, and they have a front office that is trying to make themselves look bad every single day. Now they want to be the Knicks. That's their plan.
Yeah.
Let's be the Knicks. And that is certainly not a franchise in this town you want to emulate.
Well, I mean, the idea that Terry Collins cannot talk about injuries after the game is ridiculous. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, what are you talking about? You can't talk about injuries? You can't tell me how Jay Bruce is doing or when Yoenis is coming back? What is that?
They're like Eric Mangini now.
I mean, you got to have like espionage when it comes to the injuries.
And here's the problem. Like, when Eric Mangini did that with the Jets, and we had Jonathan Vilma on that day, and he wouldn't reveal which knee was hurt.
Right.
Is it his left knee? Is it right knee?
Right.
You make the person that you're imposing this on look bad.
Terrible.
So what Sandy Alderson and the Met front office have done is they've made Terry Collins look terrible.
It's not Sandy Alderson.
Okay, Jeff Wilpon has made Terry Collins look bad.
That's the guy. It's not Sandy Alderson's only echoing what he's being told to echo.
That's fine. Whoever it is.
Right.
Jeff Wilpon, Sandy. And look, we just spent the first how many minutes ripping Terry Collins for managing with his head up his rear end?
Yep.
Here's where I'm going to defend him. You can't make
him. You have
him,
to defend him.
You can't make him do this.
You can't. It looks terrible. It makes the organization look brutal. Like you said, it makes them look like the Knicks.
He can't stand there and when asked about Jay Bruce, say, blah, 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 I don't know. Golly, I don't know. You can't do that to the guy.
It's ridiculous.
You can't
and
do that
And you can see how
him.
Aggravated he was about it, too.
Of course. You know what he wanted to say? He wanted to curse out the front office.
Of course.
He wanted to say, you know what these bozos are making me do?
Yep.
They're not allowing me to say, hey, look, Jay Bruce has a back issue.
Yep.
It's day to day.
Yep. No,
and instead,
horrible.
He's got to clam up.
Horrible.
It's so stupid.
It was last night in so many levels was about as bad as it's been so far for this year. Because you lose to this crummy Padre team that stinks with all these AAA players, all these guys, they got like three Rule 5 guys starting the game. It's absurd, okay? The starting pitcher gets hit. First pitch of the game, basically. First batter of the game, Conforto hits this ball off Cozart's leg, okay? So you get a break there with that because, you know, he really, you know, and I give him credit for gutting out two and whatever it was, 2 2/3 innings, but and the Mets finally got to him, okay. You got a 5-1 lead in this game against San Diego, and you blow the game. You can't do it.
And like you mentioned, when you get Cozart out of the game, you're into the Padre bullpen in the third inning.
Come on.
You're facing Jose Torres and Kevin Quackenbush and Ryan Buchter and Brandon Maurer and Brad Hand, all of these guys. And the Mets managed one stinking run.
Terrible.
And oh, by the way, that Padre staff we just mentioned, they walked five guys.
Yeah.
They gave the Mets opportunities and they couldn't do anything.
Yep.
They managed one stinking run against
Terrible.
The Padre bullpen.
You're right.
And you know what? We could sit here and be naive. The National League's mediocre, this and that.
This team
is giving you no signs
absolutely right.
that they're going to do
it.
Anything other than
no
wallow
signs.
In badness for the rest of the year.
They are giving you no reason to believe. And I know it's only 42 games, whatever it is into the season. They are giving you no reason to believe. I guess it's 44. No reason to believe that they're making a run. They got none. They gave it no reason. I don't care who comes back. I really mean it.
It doesn't matter at this point. And the guys they need back that would make a difference aren't coming back for a while.
No.
Noah Syndergaard would be a big help.
Yep.
We're talking mid-August.
Steven Matz.
Forget Steven Matz. The guy, let's see him make a couple of starts in a row.
I'm just saying.
But let's talk about the real important guys like Syndergaard and Familia.
Yeah.
Because as much as Familia's driven us nuts,
we're not going to see him all year.
See what it does to this bullpen when he's not there.
I don't think we'll see Familia all year.
No, I agree. But the point is, they miss him.
Sure.
And that's despite the fact that Familia's driven us all nuts for the last year and a half.
Yep.
Because you don't know what you have till it's gone.
Yep.
And as mediocre as Familia's been, we're watching Neil Ramirez try to get big outs. We're watching Josh Smoker, who the Mets may actually start on Saturday.
My God.
Why not just give up on the game? Why play the damn game?
Is Tommy Malone really hurt? They're saying he's got like some kind of a knee.
He's got a sprained knee. He's got a knee issue.
Is that real? I mean, really.
Who the heck knows?
Tommy Malone's hurt.
He's hurt.
You know?
Here's what the Mets have to do. And I don't want to hear about the 40-man roster. Just call up Tyler Pill.
Can they do that?
And let's see what the guy has.
The kid. Can he be where? I don't want to hear he doesn't have. You know, I'm reading again today. Well, he doesn't have major league stuff. Well, I mean, Tommy Malone has major league stuff. I mean, could it be worse than Tommy Malone? I mean, really?
What we've seen.
Could it be worse?
What we've seen from Rafael Montero and Tommy Malone and the one day wonder, what's his name? All right. Adam Wilk and Josh Smoker. It's almost impossible for Tyler Pill to be worse.
It's impossible. Why? Because he doesn't throw 99 miles an hour?
Who cares?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that's the only reason. He's got an ERA in Las Vegas, what, under 2? Right?
Yeah.
Come on. Let's see the kid.
This team is
a joke. How could it be worse?
This team is a joke. The manager is a joke.
It's
the front office is a joke. And they're going absolutely nowhere.
Terrible.
And, oh, by the way, it's not even Memorial Day yet.
Yep. No.
Nope. John Heyman coming up at 10:40.
Maybe they'll get rained out tonight, too.
They
so
should.
They can't lose.
Dude, no, better than that. Forget that. I mean, that's great that they won't lose, even though they would win tonight, actually. I have confidence with Jake
DeGrom,
kid making his major league debut, Lamet. Lamet worked on Howard Stern. I didn't know he was a pitcher in the Padre organization, but whatever.
Yeah, I don't know
Lamet. If they rain this game out tonight, no Smoker on Saturday. You push everybody back a day.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're listening, Met front office, do what the Yankees did.
Yeah, right. Right.
Because look,
don't wait till 7:30 to rain the game out.
And I understand that it's supposed to rain today, but I'm sure in the back of the Yankees' minds, they said, you know what? Let's give Tanaka an extra day.
Of course.
Let's give him an extra day. So you know what, Mets? Rain this game out. Force the Padres to fly back here in September.
Yep.
Oh, they've got to travel a lot. Who cares? They're major leaguers.
Yep.
They'll deal with it. All right, just like the Royals are going to deal with it, the Padres will deal with it. And then, Joe, we get the gift of not having to watch Josh Smoker on Saturday night.
Were you going to the game Saturday?
That's right.
Well, there you go.
That's
so
part of my
more reason.
Yeah.
Josh Smoker.
Please rain this game out and save us from watching Josh Smoker not come out of the bullpen for an inning, but start
Who's supposed to pitch
game.
Tomorrow? Wheeler Friday?
Zachary Wheeler.
So then we get DeGrom, Wheeler, and Harvey pitching Sunday?
Exactly. Exactly. So the rainout's not about losing tonight, because I actually have confidence they'd win, and we'd still be angry because two out of three wasn't enough.
Two out of three is not, you know, in this case, two out of three is not that it's not bad, it's not good.
It's not good enough.
No, not against this team.
That's what it is.
Yep.
So please rein this game out. You're making Terry Collins look like a moron by not being able to talk about injuries, and he doesn't help himself when he has no idea that Will Myers hit a home run off Neil Ramirez. Rein this game out. Make everybody happy.
Yep.
Everybody will be happy.
Yep.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.